Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. Sunspot update. The sunspots indicate a maximum and a minimum in an 11-year cycle in general. I'm not being specific because I learned this from Bob. Right now, we're on the upswing, theoretically, to a maximum. However, Bob, what is your latest update telling us about sunspots?
John, every month NOAA publishes an updated graph giving us the last month's activity of the sunspots on the Earth-facing hemisphere of the sun. That's how they count these. And for almost the entire ramp-up to solar maximum, supposedly going to occur in 2025, the number of sunspots and the activity on the sun has been much higher than the prediction, much higher. However, since January, there had been kind of a pause. The sunspot did not ramp up anymore. It just kind of stabilized at a certain number over 6 months. It just wasn't go up a little, down a little, go up a little, go down a little, but it just was staying in a middle level, which implied possibly that maybe we were not going to head to a much stronger maximum than predicted. But nope, in December, there was a gigantic burst of activity for the month, and in fact, the amount of activity in December on the sun was the most we've seen on the sun since September 2014, which was near the end of the previous maximum. And in fact, the amount of activity that occurred in December almost matched the maximum expected 3 years hence in 25. This very strongly implies that the next maximum of the sun is going to be a strong one. When we're at minimum, the science, solar science community, a few of those scientists get together at a panel at NOAA and they make their prediction. They made a prediction, and this is the largest number of solar scientists. They made a prediction of a weak maximum. There were one or two dissenters who said, nope, it was going to be a big, strong maximum. It looks right now increasingly like the one or two dissenters are going to be right. And the consensus was wrong. Gee, a consensus wasn't right. Isn't that interesting about the science? So that's where we stand. The real issue here is if we have an active sun, that correlates with warmer temperatures on Earth. And so this would be something that scientists, climate scientists, should be studying, because it might be that warmer temperatures could very well be correlated with the sun's activity and not our human activity. It's something that should be explored.
Privately launched lander on the moon, Hakuto R, bearing company, including my new favorite little robot, Rashid. How's it doing, Bob?
Hakuto R was launched last month, the middle of December, and it's taking a long, circuitous route to the moon to save fuel. It did its second mid-course correction successfully. It is functioning well. What makes this particular lunar lander interesting is it is built by a private Japanese company called iSpace, which sells space payload space to make money. And one of the payload spaces that was purchased was the Rashid lander for the United Arab Emirates. They expect to land sometime in the spring in Atlas Crater, which is the northern mid-latitudes of the moon. And when they do, it has the Rashid rover. It has a little tiny rover that iSpace itself has built. It's got several other instruments that others have purchased, including NASA. They're mainly trying to test their ability to do this and to, so demonstrate it so that they can sell payloads down the road. They have a second mission already in the works, and they want to prove that they can do it. And so far, they're doing it, John.
China's building an optical telescope. I thought that was old-fashioned, Bob. Where are they putting it?
Well, China is, you know, it's like the Soviet Union. It copies the West. So the West has been foolishly building a lot of giant multi-segment optical telescopes when they should be building them in space. So China wants to compete them. So it's going to build a multi-segment optical telescope, similar in design to the 10-meter Keck telescope in Hawaii. It won't be quite as big, but it will be impressive. And their goal, of course, is to match and compete with the West. And that's a good thing. Though it's on the ground, and so therefore it's going to have problems with satellites and sunlight, dark sky problems, John.
Ganymede. Why do we want to photograph Ganymede?
We don't have much information about Ganymede, and in fact, scientists did an interesting trick. They used the reflected Jupiter shine to illuminate an area that had never been photographed before. It was in darkness. It was at nighttime there, and this was an area that had only been photographed badly before. They were able to use Jupiter shine, like Earth shine, to illuminate it and take a picture, and that's, I think, pretty cool, and I got the picture up in Behind the Black.
All right, quickly, Bob. A past climate cycles on Mars. Can you summarize what we've learned?
A cool picture on Behind the Black. It shows layered terraced glacier inside a crater. Every one of those layers suggests a different climate cycle on Mars, telling us that there's a lot in the past history.
Lots to learn on the planet Mars, where Elon Musk aims to pass away. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Madden.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,